All right, so I got, this is probably, no, not probably, I think this is definitely the most lowbrow show that we ever have or probably ever will watch on this series where we go watch old TV. But I'll tell you why I thought about this. So I've been traveling around Asia and I'm back in Japan, so that's part of it. Good old excuse to watch an anime, excuse to watch a cartoon. There's this cartoon that I haven't seen this show in 20 years. But I'll tell you why it came back to mind. It's this old cartoon called Ping Pong Club. And it was really, really popular back in the day. It's, you know, one of the top-selling manga, top-selling animes back in the day of the 90s. And it is just like lowbrow humor of these kids at school. Like, as an example, pretty much the first thing that happens in this show, to let you know what you're about to get into, is these kids are in this ping pong club and they use tricks to beat the other people at ping pong. So one of the tricks this guy uses is he doesn't wear underwear. So when he jumps up to do a serve, his little dick comes out. And his opponent is so shocked at seeing a sudden kid's penis that he you know, he loses the serve and he loses the game.
Okay.
So that's what we're dealing with here. That's the level of humor of the Ping Pong Club. But it is really funny from what I remember. You know, I used to love this back in the day. But I'll tell you why this came back to mind for me. I've been thinking about Ping Pong Club a lot this summer. So just how things have timed out. Like, I always heard that it was hard to find deodorant in Japan. They always said, you should bring some deodorant because it's not as popular here. It's a little hard to find. But it never was a big problem because I did bring some with me. And this time I was not here in Japan during the hot summer months anyway, so it wasn't so terrible. But then I went to Taiwan and South Korea during the summer, and it's the hottest it's ever been any summer of my whole life. I'm just sweating like I'm melting, like I'm a snowman melting. It's just awful.
And you smelled.
Yeah, well, and then that's when you realize how bad these situations really are. Where I was on Jeju, which is a pretty small island already in South Korea, when I realized I was about to run out of deodorant. And I was like, okay, so, you know, it'll be a little harder to find. It'll be a little more expensive, but no big deal. And then for like a week, I couldn't find deodorant anywhere. And I was like, what the hell is going on? So the pro tip for anyone who needs deodorant on Jeju, there's a place called E-Mart where I finally found deodorant. But instead of, you know how we have, it's like a wall of deodorant. Take your pick. You can have Old Spice. You can have this. You can have that. You can have all these different scents and varieties. They had Nivea, just one brand, on one little section of this giant store, and one scent, just generic deodorant scent. And that's it. And for a tiny, well, I'll show it to you. For this little tiny thing of deodorant, it was $12.
Jeez.
But I was like, that's fine. Whatever, dude. I'm just glad to have some because, like, I would go out hiking around all day and then get on a train or a bus to come home. Like, even with the deodorant, I was like, I'm still going to try to not stand too close to anybody because I'm probably gross. If I ran out of deodorant, I was legitimately worried. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't be in polite society. It's like, it'll be a disaster. Like, I really need to find this deodorant. And then it came back to mind because now this deodorant's almost used up. I'm going to have to find some in Japan, but at least now, you know, it's fall and supposedly it's easier to find in Japan. Whatever. Wish me luck. But I'm back in this situation again. So, Ping Pong Club, rewinding back 20 years when I saw this show, one of the jokes in this show that I didn't realize at the time is not really a joke is kind of true. I thought they were just making fun of North Americans. You know, the way in old Bugs Bunny cartoons and stuff, like, they would make fun of Asians in this really unfair way. I thought it was just Ping Pong Club getting back at the Westerners, where one of their friends is this big, muscular, handsome, blonde guy from North America, probably from America, and he smells so terrible that his whole point of being on the show is that he's the guy who smells so bad no one can stand to be around him. And I just thought that was like an unfair stereotype or something. I didn't realize that that's true. Hold on. I need to look this up now. I forgot to pull this up earlier. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I didn't realize until recently how real this is. Here's just a random article I brought up from NBC News. Between 80 and 95% of East Asians have a dysfunction of the ABCCII gene, which is linked to smelly armpits, a number of studies say. And this means their bodies don't release the same acidic odors, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, apparently it affects earwax as well. Their earwax is more flaky. It's not like wax, you know, like ours is. And I was in the worst possible place being in South Korea, because Korea is the place where it's the most prevalent. Like, nobody needs deodorant. Nobody has this. Like, I didn't even really know how it all worked. But basically, I guess it's just there's a certain something secreted by us in our underarms that bacteria likes to eat. And then they excrete out, you know, they poop, basically. Their poop is what makes us smell bad. So deodorant just neutralizes that so that that whole process doesn't happen. And it just doesn't happen in the first place with a lot of Asians, and especially Koreans, where I was at the time. And yeah, that just made me think back to Ping Pong Club, where I was like, oh, I thought that was just kind of like, let's just, I don't know, let's just pick a vague stereotype and let's just really nail it down. But it's just so weird to realize that Ping Pong Club wasn't even being unfair. You know, they're exaggerating a bit, but not that much. Like, I've never smelled worse in my life than I did hiking around Jeju Island. Like, I usually can't smell myself, you know, where all summer I was like, oh God, I smell so awful. I've never sweat so much ever. Or I just had like a little day bag that I would always have around my shoulder. And I was like, dude, I have to like take the strap, unhook the strap from this bag and put it in with my laundry because it smells so bad. I'm that guy. I'm the Ping Pong Club guy. And this is with deodorant. If I didn't have deodorant, oh my, it just wouldn't show my face. So.
Now, isn't it interesting in what you just read there, obviously written by a Caucasian person, it just said most Asians have a dysfunction. Now, maybe it's us who has the dysfunction. We're the ones who stink.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing, because I've never seen any, I tried to look up, like, what's the upside? What's the positive? And I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, there is a thing that happens a lot in Asia also called the Asian flush, where it's hard for them to metabolize alcohol. Like, they'll drink like a drink or two and their faces get really red, and it's just a bad situation. Like, they really can't drink. But I think that's a separate issue. I don't think that's connected to this. Because, you know, that could be argued as maybe that is a dysfunction. But yeah, I do feel I agree with you. How do you know it's not us with the dysfunction? Why would you want to smell like this? So I'm curious if my deodorant will last me, though, till I get back to Canada. Because, you know, I'm going to keep my eyes peeled here in Japan. But it's going to be so awesome to go back to North America and just take my pick. Just a whole wall of deodorant. Like, I appreciate deodorant now in a way that I never did before. So yeah, this show Ping Pong Club, like I said, it's pretty old and it's actually a little tough to track down. But conveniently, the first couple episodes are just on YouTube. So good enough. Like, that's enough to get a taste of Ping Pong Club. That's enough to be introduced to the foreign exchange student who smells terrible. And if anybody wants to watch along, yeah, episode 1 and 2 are on YouTube. So in tribute to my summer-long quest to keep trying to find deodorant all the time in Asia, let's watch Ping Pong Club.
Okay.
All right, Takeda. Let's see if you can return this.
Oh, no, he's going to get you this time, Takeda!
Kiss your ass goodbye!
I challenge you, Takeda.
It's about time.
Ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. Bring it on.
You haven't seen anything like this before.
So I'd say that show, I mean, it's pretty much how I remembered it. But like I said, it's been 20 years. I think the difference is, like, it seems even more insane than I remember, just because in the 90s, that was the kind of humor, you know, that was just like, hey, whatever. It's a pretty funny show. But there's a lot of shows kind of like that. I feel like nowadays that show is insane. You could never make that show, you know, even in Japan. I feel like that's maybe pushing some lines that are like, what the hell is that?
Well, and the there's actually quite a lot of political stuff. All that stuff about the USA American guy. I mean, you know, God, you talk about racist. But even the sex scenes, they're all very fitting for what teenage boys would be into. But I don't think you could put that on TV today.
I mean, yeah, you could definitely never in North America at any time. It just is totally doesn't fit. But yeah, I wonder. I wonder how Japan has even changed. But yeah, I just love too that it's not one of these things where like, well, that was the English dub also that we watched, because that's just the version that's around. That they didn't try to pull some of this nonsense of like, I don't know, for the North American release, let's pretend they're 18 or something. It's like, no, they just say these kids are in the eighth grade, and now this drunk teacher is going to stick a carrot up that kid's ass. You know, like, and yeah, the stuff with the American guy, I mean, he is one note, like that's it. That's his only role, is to be smelly. But man, I mean, it's funny every time.
But they really pulled off the American guy. Like, well, he's so handsome, tall, good looking, blonde. But then you see all that hair that he's got. That just kills me. Like, he's such a, obviously, that's their image of white Caucasians, hairy and stinky, but good looking, handsome, tall.
Yeah, and the amount of times that they found ways to like, well, yeah, I guess I was surprised how fast it came out of the gates. Like within the first few minutes, they made the joke about his smell, and then his pants came off and he's super hairy. And then it's interesting too, how that show is such a weird mix of super duper Japanese jokes, like jokes that I would never get in a million years. Like I legitimately don't have any idea what the pun is or what's going on. But on the other hand, mega like simple, you know, like it's very similar to, you know, Meatballs or something. Like, you know, it's just these kids that have to deal with the crusty old dean, extremely similar to like 1980s movies in America, but with just this, like taking it to this whole other level in Japan where they're just like, let's just take every joke to 100%. You know, there's no need to hit the brakes in Japan. Just go all the way.
And they're showing these young boys. It's not just thinking about a beautiful girl. Heck no, they're going all the way. They're exposing everything, which I think that a lot of young boys, teenagers, when their testosterone is really at its height, oh yeah, I don't think there's any holding back. And these guys don't hold back.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, yeah, it is funny how the like the super exaggeration kind of gets closer to the truth. Like, because I was saying about the smelly guy, like I was that guy all summer. I was that smelly guy. And and you know that for them to have put that character in and for everybody to get it, you know, that's a broad joke to them. That's an easy joke, because probably every Asian person who's ever met a North American noticed that they smell weird, probably. You know? It's not like a weird phenomenon. And yeah, just with those kids in general, even though, yeah, they're like weird sex creeps and like they're just awful. But that's not so different from what a creepy eighth grade dude is like, you know, like it kind of gets to the core of it, you know, even though it's so over the top.
Yeah, right. You're 13, you're 14 years old. You got sex on the brain, like probably 90% of the time. Every little thing can set you off. And so, yeah, they don't pull any punches here. It's very amusing. I can't see, though, you said how many seasons it ran for. But even the four little sessions that we watched, the joke was recurring. So there must be a point where there just is no new stuff because you've already done it. The little plot line might be different, but, you know, the low life sex jokes and pulling the penis and little blue shorts and that's it, right? You know, you've done it. How many times can you create something new out of that? You probably are very limited as to how often you can make that funny.
Yeah, I think those little episodes we got was kind of perfect. That was almost like a little self-contained, you know, they basically defeated the teacher at the end who's trying to steal their ping pong room for the girls. And I'm sure next episode they'll just do it again. But that was a good place to stop, like the first two episodes that were like four mini episodes. Because I was kind of thinking that too, of like, I do like that show. And I tried to track down the other episodes. It's very hard to find. And I'm kind of like, part of me is like, I wouldn't mind watching the other ones, but do I need to? Like, it's totally fine if I don't find any more. Like, that's an appropriate amount of Ping Pong Club. And that was making me think how, you know, there are things in Japan that run forever. There's Golgo 13 is about this assassin. One Piece is about these pirates. You know, both comics that have run for decades. Or even Crayon Shin-chan is still running and is still popular, and there's movies, and it's similar. It's like a little elementary school kid who shows his dick to people, and, you know, somehow they've kept Shin-chan going for all this time. But Ping Pong Club, yeah, when I looked it up, it only ran, I think, about 20 episodes. But, I mean, that sounds like an eternity. Can you imagine watching 18 more of those? and the comic, even. Comics always run longer, but the comic only ran 2 years. And I gotta expect that it's like what you were just saying. Like, I think that guy, I think his proof of concept was that first scene. You jump up in the air, you show your dick, your opponent can't believe that he just saw your dick. There you go. That's the show. How many times can you do that?
Yeah, because when you see it again later on, it doesn't have the same impact. It's the same thing when they first introduce Mr. USA. Like, that is a riot. When you first see the scent come off in waves, but then they keep using it over and over and over again. So by the time you see it at the in the fourth such little show, it's funny. But it's not funny like that original one when you first see it. I mean, that just cracks you right up. It's like when they take off his pants and they lift up his shirt and you see all that hair all over his body. Well, later they show the hair all the time, but it's not the same as that first. It's almost like a shock element. You're watching it, you're saying, oh my God, that's true. North Americans especially are hairy. White men are hairy. And the more hair you've got, sometimes that's more sexy. But he's overloaded. But when you see it again and again and again, it loses that initial impact, which was kind of a little, it's almost like a little bit of a shock. Like, oh my God, laugh.
It is nice too. Yeah, the lack of subtlety is kind of good, where it's not like a little tiny stink line or like what we might do in North America. In a North American comic, you'd have like the little fly buzzing over something to show that it smells bad. Like in this case, it's like mustard gas. It's just full on. It's just like it's everywhere. It's so pervasive, you know? And then even when they get clever with it, though, it's so strange where it's like they need him to go into the girl's room to knock them out with his horrible North American stench. But, like, he's not aware that he smells bad. Like, no one's ever told him. So the way they pitch it to him is like, oh, do that thing that you do where you dress up like an Egyptian pharaoh. And he doesn't really know why it works. He just is like, oh, yeah, that technique does work. Okay, I'll go do it. I'll do the pharaoh plan. But it's just so he'll do an Egyptian pose so that his his arms will be up. So his underarms are exposed so he smells bad. Like, that's the Ping Pong Club version of a clever thing.
The other thing, too, is that they've created him as such a dumb guy. Like, he's almost like the caricature that we think of when we think of dumb blonde. He's a dumb blonde. He's not, everybody else is has got a few smarts and know how to get out of things and maybe get around whatever it is they've got to resolve. They all can do it. He doesn't. He just follows along and he's just dumb. And I wonder if that too is what they, when they caricature like an American athlete, is that what they think? Do they think he stinks, he's hairy, he's tall and good looking, and he's dumb?
Yeah, which is, again, probably pretty accurate to, you know, their experience on their end. Because if you are like an exchange student or something, probably your Japanese isn't that good. So whether you're dumb or not, you probably don't fit into the friend group that well. You probably seem kind of dumb. So, yeah, I have a bad feeling that, yeah, that American character is probably like wildly accurate to the experience a lot of Japanese kids had with their blonde friend in school. <You
know? laughs> Well, that was enjoyable.
Yeah, and it's neat to see that show again, too, because, yeah, I saw it back in the day. And it's a good example of kind of how I feel in Japan to this day, because obviously we've watched a lot of, you know, critically acclaimed shows. We watched Your Name, or you on your own time watched Grave of the Fireflies. You know, there's all these very, like, important shows that are, like, legitimately good. But they don't necessarily relate too much to day-to-day experiences in Japan, you know? Whereas, like, Ping Pong Club, it's interesting to see it again, because that's still how I feel to this day walking around Japan is the same way I feel watching Ping Pong Club, where some of it, I definitely get what's going on because it's just life on Earth. It's just obvious. It's the same jokes any society would make. You know, it's just funny is funny. But then there's like 30% of it that I literally don't know what's going on. You know, I don't understand even a little what they're getting at or what the reference is or how things work. And yeah, that's still how it feels. That's how it felt today walking around Japan. It's like, yeah, I mostly know what's going on. It's comfortable enough. But there's stuff that I will never get that is just beyond me because I didn't grow up here. And it's, again, Ping Pong Club, it's such a stupid example. But if you just want to know what it feels like to go to a different culture, that's what it feels like, you know? Most of it's the same. Some of it you will never understand in 100 years.
When I compare it to, though, you're thinking, here's a cartoon made of teenage boys and what they think like. Now compare that to the girls in Eurocamp who are just so sweet and so naive and so, I mean, a sexual thought would never cross their minds other than they might give the eye to some good-looking guy. But that's all. That's as far as it's going to go. But these young fellows in this thing, hey, nothing holds them back. It's just sex, 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 which is very realistic, I think.
Yeah, I do. I like that too, where like I wouldn't even say that I have a preference of the two shows. Like I like Ping Pong Club the same amount that I like Eurocamp. Like I just like them both, but they couldn't be more different. But I think what I like about it, them both in a larger sense, is I like the extremism of Japanese storytelling. It's like if you're going to tell a sex comedy, then you're going to tell the craziest sex comedy ever where this eighth grade kid is showing his dick to a teacher. You know, like, but if you're going to make a show about the opposite of that, of everyone is just calm and happy and looking at a reflection of Fuji in the lake, then that's what you're going to do. You're going to go all the way. And yeah, I do like that on either end, because that's one of the downsides to North American stuff is our stuff feels a lot more muddled. You know, like, let's try to get everybody in there. Well, the example I always think of is that movie Fight Club, which was the most male-centric movie I think I've ever seen. You know, it's about men trying to find their way in life after their fathers have left and they don't get along well with women or whatever. But they still made all these commercials to try to pitch that movie to women. You know, like commercials that would be like, he can't sleep and she can't help, you know, because like everything's got to be for everybody. And yeah, in Japan, everything does not have to be for everybody.
No, it's right. It's black and white. Cut it right down the middle. There's no gray in there at all.
But yeah, that was a nice little taste. Nice little taste of Ping Pong Club. That too, I mean, because that was back in the 90s. I used to go to that meetup thing at the university where, you know, I wasn't in university. I was a high school student. But we would go up to the university on the weekends because they would play anime on the big screen in one of the teaching theaters. And back then it was hard to find anime. It was obscure. So when I saw Ping Pong Club, it was subtitled by fans. You know, like somebody taped it off TV in Japan. Then the tapes got to North America. Someone who knew how to translate, fan translated it, and then had the right equipment to put the subtitles in. So, you know, then by the time we saw it, it was like a fourth generation copy. But it was so mind-blowing, you know, like Japanese stuff. That's why to this day, like I just have this affinity for Japan that as much as I liked South Korea and Taiwan and America, even I just doesn't feel the same, or the Netherlands, whatever. Like there's just a difference in Japan where it's like, yeah, Japan is the country that right when I was a teenager, right when I was ready for something crazy, nobody gave me crazier shit than Japan. Nobody. You know? So that'll just always be, and with video games and, you know, just the number of things that came from Japan is crazy. But yeah, Ping Pong Club, what a good example of that. What a good example of like, you're not going to see that in North America ever. The closest is like Meatballs or something that I would have had to like sneakily try to watch because it's supposed to be for grownups. Or like, as I was saying to you when we watched it, like that's, even it just fits in a cultural place that doesn't exist in North America. They would try to market that show to an adult, and an adult would say, why the fuck am I watching this? This sucks. Like, you have to be a kid to care about Ping Pong Club, but you wouldn't be allowed to watch it in North America. So yeah, I mean, I guess, again, such a stupid example, but through Ping Pong Club, we can just say, you know, thumbs up to just cultural experiences from other cultures. You know, that you really do experience stuff that you're never going to see back home.
And this one, no holds barred. They did not. They didn't hold that back on anything.
And again, too, I guess just coming back to why this came to mind for me is like, that's been planted in the back of my mind for all of this time, that when I suddenly realize I can't find deodorant on Jeju Island and I start to realize the situation I'm in, like, Ping Pong Club was useful. It was useful information. I'm like, wait a minute. Ping Pong Club wasn't just making an unfair joke. They were trying to teach me something that is now important, that is now relevant to my situation. Thank you, Ping Pong Club.